Praise God. Really thankful for today. Joe's getting ready to take a fast trip, but he's got some great stories. We had a large number of people in our last service at Lake Church. Very thankful for that, and I think people were touched by the word that Joe brought forth. You know, there's one thing that you absolutely cannot take away from somebody, and that is a personal experience. So when Joe gets up and shares these stories, nobody can take that away from him. You can't say that's not true, because it's his story. It's true. And so we're just really, really grateful for that. So Brother Joe, if you want to come on up.
Thank you. Good to be with you this morning. 4th of July weekend, a lot of relatives, a lot of places, right? That was fun. That was really fun. Okay, I think I got a PowerPoint here. We'll kind of go along with that, and we'll see if we need to move through it quicker. But let's start. This is the first one is going to give what I am... Yes, what I'm going to share about today. Everybody likes a secret, don't they? Everybody likes a secret. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to talk about this morning. a secret. It's a secret to get it to work. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. And so I'm going to share some Bible verses that I pulled out for secrets. And then I'm also going to share a testimony here this morning, too. I have a few testimonies, but I don't think I'll get to all of them. But as we go through things, then you'll see how secrets are. There they are. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. The secrets of God are available to you. They're available for you. The secrets of God are available for you. That's the title of this, all right? He is in the secret giving, secret telling business. He has secrets for us. Here's one of them, which we were singing earlier. He is for us. Why do they repeat that over and over in this song? He is for us. He is for us. He is for us. He is for us. There's a reason. So that finally we believe it. We believe it. That's why we keep telling ourselves the truth. Because if we keep telling ourselves the truth, we will soon believe them. We'll believe the truth. Okay? But we have to keep telling ourselves. If you tell yourself a lie, you will soon believe that lie. That's true. Yeah, so we want to keep telling ourselves the truth. Okay, next. Here's a couple of them. Psalm 20, I got a couple of different versions here because I thought there was a real emphasis on some neat things here. Psalm 25:14, you all know this. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Now, it kind of goes to what's going on here. Look at this. We're getting the theme here today. There's a private place. This is just another version. There's a private place reserved for the lovers of God where they sit near him and receive revelation secrets of his promises. That's what the secrets of God are. They're revelations to you and to me of his promises. You know, when I go to lunch with Marianne and Ron, he's always got the book, The Promises of God, okay? And that's what this is about. The promises of God we can get revelation of those promises in our life. It's the secrets of his promises that he reveals. All right, got that? Isn't that a good one? I like that, okay? And it goes along with 22, okay? The revelations. All right, go ahead. We're still seeing the MOG on the planet. continues on the planet. But you got to dig for it to find the information because it's not on the 6 o'clock news. They don't tell us what is going on there. But here's some of it. The universities. I just learned yesterday, 14 months ago, was that big outpouring of God's Spirit on Asbury University. 20,000 people standing on the lawn trying to get in the chapel, and they couldn't get in because nobody would come out. They stayed in the chapel because the presence of God was so strong. So Asbury, there was a professor from there just shared yesterday or last week that the movement of God is still going on that university 14 months later. This professor said the students are just on fire for Jesus. It's amazing. That's 14 months it's been going. Lee University in Tennessee, Cedarville University in Tennessee, Texas A&M in Texas, that's Corpus Christi, the HBCUs, those are the traditionally black universities. There's 20 to 30 of them in the United States. Those are experiencing a move of God on those campuses, the traditional black universities. Georgia, Florida State, Alabama, Tennessee, LSU, God behind prison bars. So I'm thinking, I'm watching it because it's the age group 16 or 17 to 25, but now it's happening in prisons. Prisons last year, which is God behind bars, prison ministry. 126,000 people came to Jesus last year, during the last year. So it's happening there in prisons. Okay, you want to go on? Let's see. Oh, I was going to say something else about that. I see it happening around the planet, too. We're seeing young people in Germany that are just really getting turned on to Jesus. Also, a little bit in France, okay? Somewhat in England, somewhat in Eastern Europe. We're getting people turned on to Jesus in those countries also. Happening in Asia, for sure. John 10:27 says, "My own sheep will hear my voice, and I know each one, and they will follow me." Okay? There's a secret here to be revealed. This is the secret here that leads us to walking into adventures with God. We listen to him, and we follow him. So it's like, when Jesus says something, we say, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord." Because no and Lord don't go together. He's not, if you say no, he's not the Lord. Okay? Yes and Lord go together, but not no and Lord. Because he's not the Lord if you say no. All right. Go ahead. John 10:27. Oh, Texas border. Franklin Graham was just at the Texas border doing programs down there. 5,000 people came to Jesus on the Texas-Mexico border. California had a "Let's baptize in California," and all the churches got together. And as they came up to Easter, they said, "Let's just push, invite people to be baptized in our churches and see how many show up." And all the churches then reported they had 12,000 baptisms on Easter. 12,000. There was the same thing happened with the Pirates Cove from Jesus Revolution movie. They just baptized 4,000 people at the Pirates Cove. 32,000 people showed up, and there were 4,000 baptisms. So they were all around the place where the Jesus Revolution had their baptisms. There was baptisms in Florida on the Gulf side. Sarasota, Florida had a church that said, "Hey, we've got a few people that want to be baptized. Let's have a baptism around Easter time." And they said, "Okay, if you want to be baptized, just go down to the beach here at 5 o'clock and we'll have a service." And they thought there may be 5 or 10. 200 people showed up because the word spread. And so they started to baptize these 200 people. They're making, "I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm following Jesus." They started to baptize these 200 people in the water on the beach. And there was a large pier that came out also. And all of a sudden, all the people that were there fishing and just hanging out on the pier are hanging over the pier watching this baptism of 200 people. And they're baptizing one right after the other. And all of a sudden, birds came from both ends of the beach and just flew in a circle over those people that were being baptized. And then dolphins, a whole school of dolphins came up behind the people that were being baptized. And every time someone came up out of the water, a dolphin would jump in the air. 200. And the dolphins kept jumping behind the people that were being baptized. This is in Florida. Okay, on the Gulf side, Sarasota. Okay, so the people on the pier said, "What's going on?" They said, "These people are making a stand for Jesus." The people on the pier said, "We want more." They came off the pier and down to the beach. "Tell us." So they started telling them about Jesus, and they started jumping in the water to get baptized too. Okay, a move of God. It's still going on. This planet's still going on. It doesn't stop, but you just don't hear about it on the 6 o'clock news. We need to hear about these things. We need to be encouraged about what God's doing. Okay, what do I have next there? I got a couple of testimonies. We'll just do one. We're gonna go to the East Tribe testimony. All right, the tribe called the East Tribe. And I was with a team in Hong Kong, and we were praying, God, what do you want us to do? Because we had decided that we need to go to unreached people groups and pray, worship and pray in their area. And so we said, Lord brought to our mind the East Tribe. There's about 5 million East Tribe people, and very, very, very few Christians, less than 1%, about 0.5%, maybe less than that. 0.5% are believers in Jesus. So the Lord was telling us to go in there and worship and pray for these people, because 2 billion people on the face of the earth have never heard the name of Jesus in their own language. And the Lord said, I want you to go there, worship me, and pray for the East Tribe. And you know what we said when he told us that? We said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. And so we had about 8 people on my team, and we traveled in to a major city. And from that major city, we would have to take a bus. We take a bus to a smaller town, and then the East Tribe lived around the mountains there, around that smaller town. So we were going to get on the bus. We had a 6-hour bus ride through the mountains to get to that smaller city or smaller town. And so we're sitting there. I'd bought the tickets the night before. The bus is going to leave at 7 o'clock. And we look at this old bus. And we say, this thing is going to go through the mountains, huh? I looked inside the cab, and there's 2 people inside there. And I said, who are you guys? They said, one guy said, I'm the driver. The other guy said, I'm the mechanic. And on the dash, they had spare parts for that motor. One of the spare parts was a head gasket. Because it was an old flathead 8, I think, a flathead 6 or a flathead 8. And they need to replace the head gasket quite a few times. So one guy's a mechanic. I said, team, we need to pray. Let's put our backpacks on top of the bus. We're going to go behind the bus and pray before we get on this thing. So we moved around to the back of the bus, and we're praying. We're saying, Jesus, protect the driver, protect the mechanic, protect all the people on the bus. God, we need your help today, because we're going to be riding through these mountains. And you told us to go, so we know you are for us. And he gave us a Bible verse. He said, the Bible verse is from Isaiah, where it says, you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and the hills will break forth before you. And a couple of us got the same verse, and we said, whoa, all right. Okay, let's get on the bus. But we had prayed so long that the bus was now full of every seat except the back 4 seats. So we're going to ride this old bus from in the back of the bus. And we got on the bus, and the bus pulled out of this city. And we're sitting in the back, and I said, you know, God gave us that Bible verse. How can we apply that? You know, this is important. If you get a Bible verse from God, you always ask, how can we apply it? How can I apply that to me? Well, we said, let's apply it right now. What can we do? And the team, they all said, let's sing a worship song. And so we started with, this is the day that the Lord has made. Okay, we sang that song in the back of the bus, and then something very interesting happened. all the people in the front of the bus, the next 10 rows, they turned around and started clapping for us. That doesn't happen, okay? They're clapping because we sang a little song. So I said, let's sing another one. So we sang another song. They clapped again. We said, well, this is good. They like us. We must be doing pretty well. So we sang another song and they clapped again. And then something very strange happened. They sang a song. The people in 10 rows of on this bus turned around and they sang a song to us. So we clapped for them. And then we sang a song and they clapped. And they sang a song and we clapped. And it just went back and forth. And then something even more strange happened. They reached under their seats and they pulled out tribal instruments, started blowing these bamboo flutes and making noise and had noisemakers, and they sang a song with the instruments. And we clapped for them, and then they clapped for us, and we pulled out our guitar, and we started singing with the guitar, and they're playing with their instruments, we're singing with the guitar. The miles went by fast because it was a 6-hour trip. About 11:30 or so, the bus stopped for a break and for lunch, so we got off the bus and we're sitting there having our lunch. There was a place you could buy a bowl of noodles, but we had packed our lunch. So we had peanut butter sandwiches for lunch and our box drinks. And we were sitting there eating our sandwiches and visiting. And this old man who had been sitting in the front of the bus walked up to me. And he had some a note, and he gave me a note. And he told me, it's the name of my village. It's the name of our village. Would you come and visit our village? And I said, well, sir, is there a hotel in your village where we can stay? He said, no, there's no hotel. We're on the side of a hill, you know, out across, by the river. There's no hotel, but you can stay at my house and my brother's house. And I said, well, sir, is there a restaurant? We're going to have to eat. I got 8 people here that they're young and they're hungry. He said, me and my brother will cook meals for you. You just come. And so the next day we bought tickets to go out to visit him. Before he walked away from me, I said, sir, I have a question. He turned around, he looked at me, he said, yes. He said, are you part of the East tribe? And he got a big smile. He said, yes, I am the East tribe. So the people that God told us to go to were meeting them on the bus. And so the next morning we got up, we got on a bus, and I handed the little letters of the village name to the bus driver, and he said, okay. All of a sudden he stops in the middle of the road about a half hour out of town. He says, this is it, get out. And we didn't see any village, we didn't see anything but a bridge. I said, where is it? Where's the village? They said, you just go across the bridge, they'll find you. And so we walked across the bridge, and sure enough, here comes the man from the bus the day before, running down to welcome us. He knew the bus was going to come by at that time. And he said, come in. And so we all went to his house. We had a big meal. And then he said, I want you to take a rest for a little bit because it was afternoon. He said, take a rest. And so we found a place to rest after our meal. And I was in his house. And while in the afternoon, young people would come into the house and he would give them instructions. And then they'd run out of the door. And then more would come in. And he'd give them instructions and they would run out. And he did that several times to several young people in this tribe. And then as evening came, he said, listen, I want you to come down to the center of the village with me. And we'll show you what we got. So we walked to the center of the village and there's a big stage. Giant, it's about this high, as big as this front of the church here. And it has a cover and everything. And what he did is he brought us in from behind. And when we walked onto stage, here are 2,000 East Tribe people sitting on the ground in front of the stage. And we said, what is this? He said, he looked at us and he told the story of meeting us on the bus to the 2,000 people. We met these people on the bus. They sang, we sang. And then after a while, he just explained the whole trip. It took quite a while to explain the whole trip. But that's how they are. They do storytelling. They do narrative. And then he looked over at us, and our 8 people were standing there looking at everything. And he says, sing a song. And so we sang a song. And then they sang a song. And the whole audience was clapping. We sang a song, the whole 2,000 East Tribe people started clapping. We went back and forth singing, and then I said, you know, we need to be able to share the gospel with these guys. So we had a pantomime drama, we had our guitar, and we just played the guitar, and to the music, we gave a gospel presentation in pantomime. Had the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus in our pantomime. And then we got to share how Jesus had changed our lives. And we turned the microphone back over to the leader that we met on the bus, and he invited a whole bunch of people up on the stage, and we danced with them in circles until late in the night. And we danced and we danced. The East Tribe people were very open to hear the gospel. There's 5 million of them, and very, very few. About 30,000 are Christians. And we were in one of the places where there was no Christians at all. They still need to hear about Jesus. Okay, let's go on here. The next one. I pulled out some more secret. Here, Amos 3:7. You guys are very familiar with this one, I'm sure. This Old Testament, smaller prophet. Not that he's short, it's just a small book. Okay, so you got to hunt for it. All right. Amos 3:7 says, "For the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secrets to his servants, the prophets." Okay, he reveals his secrets. Okay, we're talking about revelation of God's secrets to you and to me. Okay, another one. I think I got a few in here. Philippians 4:12. This is Paul writing to the Philippian church, and he says, "I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret." I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. A secret is not only something that's revealed to you, but a secret, the secrets of God, are learned by us. We learn them. We learn the secrets of God. And whenever you learn a secret of God, you need to write it down or you'll forget it. Learn the secrets of God. And we do that in our life experience. I know that John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me." If I do that with a team, God leads us into adventure. He leads us into a venture like the East Tribe people. Okay, let's look at a couple others here. Learn the secret. Here it is in another version, which I thought was really interesting. Philippians 4:11. "In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of contentment." And then 12 and 13 say, "I know what it means to lack. I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance, for I'm trained in the secret of overcoming all things." I'm trained. Who trained Paul? Yeah, Jesus trained Paul. And he wants us to be trained in the secret of overcoming all things, whether in fullness or in hunger. And I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Okay? This is what comes as we learn the secrets, as we're trained in the secrets. We get Christ's explosive power in us to conquer every difficulty. I think I have another one or two there. Psalm 91:1, you're all familiar with this. "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." The secret place. Next. Psalm 27:5. This is actually 5 and 6. And I thought you'd like this version. It's kind of good. Psalm 27. "In his shelter in the day of trouble, that's where you'll find me. For he hides me there in his holiness. He smuggled me into his secret place where I'm kept safe and secure. Out of reach from all my enemies. Triumphant now, I'll bring him my offerings of praise, singing, and shouting with ecstatic joy. Why do we shout when we're worshiping God? Because we're triumphant now. I'll bring him my offerings. They're an offering of praise, an offering of singing, an offering of shouting, and ecstatic joy. And the word for ecstatic joy actually means to blow a trumpet or a shofar. Okay? Isn't that cool? It means you're blowing an instrument. Ecstatic joy. Yes. And listen, and you can hear the fanfare of my shouts of praise to the Lord. Why do we shout? Okay? Because we're learning his secrets. And we're learning to walk in revelation of his secrets. We're being trained in his secrets. And so we have those shouts of praise to the Lord. I don't know if I have another one or not. It's prayer and action. That's where we go from here. We are living in exciting days. The things that are happening across the planet. Okay, these things that God is moving, and you and I don't get a chance to hear about it. Okay, so I'm here to tell you, and then you can dig around and find some more of these revivals and moves of God in the prisons, on the borders, on in the schools, in the universities, in people's lives. God is moving in power. Okay, and he wants to reveal secrets to you and me. This is, like Dan said, this is the time of revelation of his secrets. This is it. We are in it. Things are happening so fast that we need to be pressing into Jesus and learning his secrets, being trained in his secrets, and asking him to reveal his secrets to us. His secrets are revealing the truth of the promises of God in our lives personally. All right? Does anyone want revelation of some secrets? All right, let's stand up and receive this. I'm going to give an impartation, and we're going to ask God to continue to reveal secrets to us. The secrets are the revelation of his promises to our hearts and lives. His secrets are learned as we are trained by him. We're trained by him. He's training us in his secrets. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in our heart and lives. We thank you, God, for all that we see in the United States happening. We thank you for the move of God in our personal lives, in our corporate lives. We thank you for the secrets that you're revealing to us individually and corporately. Lord, we ask you for more revelation of your secrets. More revelation of your secrets. Lord, we ask for more training of your secrets. Train us in your secrets, Lord. Lord, train us in the secrets revealed through your promises. God, we recognize our desperate need for you. So we ask for that impartation to all of us now. Lord, impart to us revelation of your secrets. Revelation of your secrets in our lives, personally, individually, in our families, and corporate. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. It's you, God. We give you a shout of praise. Ecstatic praise. We give you a shout of praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
How about knock the microphone over? Well, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Joe. And I'll come back up. I'll just have everybody stretch out their hands and let's pray for you. Very thankful. It's a secret place. So, Father, as we stretch our hands upon our brother Joe, Lord, for this short trip, Father, we thank you for great timing. We thank you that nothing will be lost, nothing will be shorthanded, that the timing will be perfect. Thank you, Father, that you'll continue to reveal secrets to Joe about the people he's working with, the people he's working around, Lord. And God, we thank you for revelation knowledge. As Lord, he'll have words of wisdom and understanding for the team members that he's working with. We thank you for safety and perfect timing in every step of the way. Lord, it says you direct our steps. You order our steps, and you delight in our way. So order each and every step, Father. Nothing will slip, nothing will slide, nothing will be late. Early is okay, just never late and on time. And we thank you for that. So thank you for that safety. Thank you for strength for Joe. Thank you for quick recuperation in the time change too, Lord, that he'll be sharp and clear and not having to work with the lag times. So we thank you for that. And we look forward to hearing great things when he comes back. Anybody else? In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. There you go. Thank you. All right. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his Holy Ghost peace. In the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. 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 Go and serve the Lord.